I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Taliban has nearly completed its conquest of Afghanistan, but Tom Adama of Heart for Lebanon worries this violence could embolden even more terrorist groups around the world. He thinks especially about Lebanon, already fragile from years of economic crisis and political corruption. The Taliban threatens freedom for women and religious minorities in Afghanistan, including Christians. Adama has several pastor friends there, but he hasn't heard from any of them recently.
I can't contact them. Their email doesn't get kicked back. It just kind of goes into a dark hole. In our culture, we would call them, or in their culture, I would call it outspoken. They were for their version of democracy. They were against the Taliban and the way they treated people.
Pray for their safety and for the safety of those fleeing Afghanistan. Most of all, pray Jesus would change the hearts among the Taliban. And we'll end today in Kenya, where even a majority Christian country has gospel needs. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press just got back from Nairobi, where one partner told her,
even the church there that seems strong in so many ways, there is the threat of false teaching and of being kind of led astray from the foundation of the scriptures. The cults and the false teachers are really rampant there, and some of the cults are pouring money into the region and with their own particular program.
Kenyan believers use World Missionary Press scripture booklets to combat false teachings and more. Ask the Lord to help believers grow in their knowledge of Christ and His Word.
There is a concerted effort to build a stronger foundation for the believers so that they can not only share the gospel, but also stand against the false teaching that comes.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.